Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Large hail and high wind for parts of Kansas. We have the story.
Wichita City Council and Sedgwick County Commission meeting together today. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
A night of severe weather for north central Kansas, including several tornado watches and warnings. Hardest hit Dickinson County with 60-mile-per-hour wind and baseball-sized hail reported at Abilene. Quarter-sized hail reported northwest of Junction City and egg-sized hail in Saline County. A 70-mile-per-hour wind gust clocked west of Huron. No major damage or injuries reported.
The Wichita City Council and Sedgwick County Commission will meet en banc this morning. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News.
As you know, we are facing a budget deficit, and at the Sedgwick County side, they will always tell you about the importance of the need to reduce property taxes on their end. But they also talk about how to be more efficient and effective, and we want to do the same thing at the city.
And Wu commented during Mondays with the mayor here on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
Seven people suffered minor smoke inhalation, including two firefighters, at an apartment fire Monday afternoon near downtown Wichita. Crews were called to the Water's Edge apartments at Central and Waco around 5 p.m. All the injured were treated at the scene. No one was hospitalized.
Canadians are going to the polls to pick leaders, but the biggest concern for voters might be U.S.-Canada relations.
Canadians seemed fed up by soaring housing prices, an almost 70-cent carbon tax on a gallon of gasoline, and 10 years of Liberal leader Justin Trudeau. Then it all began to unravel. Trudeau stepped aside, and Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre saw a 20-point lead in the polls disappear. Carney got rid of the carbon tax and quickly moved to the center. He's also been helped by opposition in Canada to U.S. tariffs. President Trump posted again that Canada would be better off as part of the U.S. The post drew a sharp rebuke from Canada's conservative leader, who wrote, "President Trump, stay out of our election."
And that's Fox's Steve Harrigan in Montreal. Canada's Liberal Party is projected to win the country's federal election for the fourth consecutive time.
At least four people are dead, several injured after a vehicle crashed through an after-school building near Springfield, Illinois.
Chatham Police Deputy Chief Scott Tarter noting officers responded to the Why Not After School Camp after receiving calls about a vehicle driving into the After School Day Cares building.
We can confirm that there are four fatalities, three that were struck outside of the building before the vehicle entered, and one inside. Several patients have been transferred to local area hospitals by ambulance and one by life flight helicopter.
Noting the driver of the vehicle, who was not injured, was taken to the hospital for evaluation. According to the Illinois State Police Department, the victims are believed to be 18 years old and younger. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Illegal border crossings hit record lows in March as President Donald Trump reaches his first 100 days in office. Fox's Bill Malushin reports.
Gotaways and Border Patrol apprehensions are both down more than 90% from the record-setting highs of the Biden administration. Tom Homan says the Trump administration has already deported almost 140,000 illegal aliens. Now, the White House also placing posters of criminal illegal aliens arrested by ICE all along the White House lawn. In the meantime, Democrats are throwing fits that the Trump administration DOJ has arrested two judges, one in New Mexico for allegedly harboring a trendy Aragua gang member and giving him access to guns, and another in Milwaukee for allegedly interfering with ICE's effort to arrest an illegal alien in court.
Critics held protests over the weekend in support of the Milwaukee judge, with some Democrat lawmakers describing the arrest as an attack on the judiciary. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Kansas City Royals and the Wichita Wind Surge hitting the road starting today. We'll preview those coming up in sports.
Two horses killed in a barn fire near McPherson. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 8:07, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock. Two horses were killed in a barn fire Monday morning southeast of McPherson. Fire crews found flames coming from a small barn with a partially collapsed roof. Two horses were moved out of a pen close to the fire, but two others inside the barn did not make it out.
Good Samaritans speaking out after they helped rescue eight people from the water following a boat crash Saturday night off the Florida coast. Fox's Jordan Kisani is in North Miami Beach with more.
I was absolutely in shock. Like, I couldn't believe it was happening.
Dr. Shane Zamani and his family aboard the boat that was narrowly missed. His first instinct, dive in.
When I went under the boat, I came up on an air pocket. And there was a mom with holding her two kids there. I'm like, okay, hold your breath. So we went under, we came up, someone grabbed her from me, took her to our boat.
Other Good Samaritans.
I put on my scuba gear, went out on the jet ski.
Diving in too, the group ultimately rescuing those eight people from the water.
Five of those victims hospitalized. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission is investigating.
An F-A-18 Super Hornet jet fell off an aircraft carrier and into the Red Sea.
The F-A-18 Super Hornet is capable of supersonic speeds, but the fighter jets aren't exactly seaworthy vessels. The Navy said in a statement one of its Super Hornets slipped overboard from the deck of the USS Harry S. Truman and fell into the Red Sea. One sailor suffered a minor injury. The price tag for a Super Hornet jet is nearly $70 million. It's unclear if there'll be an effort to recover the plane. The USS Truman has been deployed to the region following stepped-up military operations against Yemen-based Houthi rebels. Tom Graham, Fox News.
A woman in Florida saved her dog from a bear, distracting the bear by throwing a bag of cookies. Fox's Caroline Coles is in Sanford, Florida with more.
In a heart-pounding moment, Kristen Savage and her dog Ringo dodge danger, escaping a bear, barely making it inside their home.
At one point, I thought, like, we're not going to get out of this because there's nobody here to help me.
A mama bear protecting her cubs had charged Kristen right near her front yard. With nowhere to run, she lifted her dog into the air, spinning in circles, trying desperately to keep him out of the bear's reach. As panic set in,
he was in her mouth at one point.
She remembered something her mom had handed her just minutes before, a bag of cookies.
She stopped for a minute. She went towards us, then she stopped and went back and sniffed the cookies.
Those cookies giving her the few precious seconds she needed to escape.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
All right, just getting word now about a potential traffic hazard. You'll definitely want to watch out for this. Can't see it on the traffic cameras, but Kellogg and Greenwich Road, the report there is a mattress in the roadway. So you might want to watch out in that area. Again, the report is a mattress in the roadway. Kellogg and Greenwich area, this just coming in. Not seeing anything on the traffic cameras just yet, but yeah. That's the reports we're getting. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS and the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Staying unsettled with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms today. Mostly cloudy skies and noticeably cooler after a cold front comes through. High of only 64 degrees. Northerly breeze 10 to 20 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Now a cloudy sky, north wind gusting to 30 miles per hour. 54 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Today is Tuesday, April 29th, 2025. On this date, 64 years ago, 1961, ABC's Wide World of Sports showed the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat for the very first time. A little bit different slant on sports on the weekend, and they covered all kinds of things. Curling to golf to things that had not been covered on TV before. And they made one heck of a good show out of it. There you go. ABC's Wide World of Sports. It's 8:12 now with Stephen 10 in the morning here on this 29th of April, and a significant day. Going back to 2018, The Simpsons aired its 636th episode on TV. Fox News Radio's Tanya Powers with us this morning. Tanya J. Powers, good morning to you, Tanya.
Hey, good morning.
So what was significant about The Simpsons episode in 2018 on this day?
Well, I mean, it became the longest-running scripted primetime TV show. It had beat out Gunsmoke at one point, I think, earlier than that, which, again, that's a throwback in itself. But when you're looking at The Simpsons, and, you know, even though this happened several years ago, this show is still going strong. As of Sunday, 786 episodes of The Simpsons have aired. It's also recently been renewed for four more seasons, which would put it very close to 40 at that point, if not right at 40. If it, you know, it continues for those four more seasons, that'll be 861 episodes. Just the longevity of this show is kind of crazy, especially when you think of how it started as like a 60-second short in 1987 in the Tracy Ullman show. It was a bumper around commercials, you know. It's just, you know, aired going into and coming out of commercials. And then in 1989, it, of course, got its own show, and it's been on the air ever since, with the same cast of voice actors, which is kind of incredible if you think about it. That's some job longevity.
Yeah, but the actual actors we see on TV, they never age. That's not fair.
They do not. They do not age. You know, and here's something that I thought was really interesting. It is in the Guinness Book of World Records for all of this, by the way. But one of the things I thought was kind of interesting when I started looking around for it at the longevity of the show and everything, the actors that played Bart and Lisa actually were expecting to play the other roles. Yardley Smith is Lisa. She had auditioned and was expecting to play Bart. Yeah. Nancy Cartwright was expecting to play Lisa, and the producers thought Smith's voice was too feminine to play Bart, so they swapped them, and that's how they got into the roles that, you know, they still have, you know, all this time later.
All right. Well, it's quite an enduring show. I frankly never watch it, but I know about it for sure. I did watch Gunsmoke.
Oh, yeah.
I was a huge fan of Gunsmoke from the time I was seven years old, you know. Come on, Matt Dillon, Miss Kitty, Doc. Doc Milburn Stone actually is from Sedgwick, Kansas, about 20 miles from here. Now, there's something for you. I don't know where Bart Simpson's from, but I don't.
See, there you go. I mean, and working here at Fox, I can tell you the longest, and I don't think it's there anymore. Maybe it may still actually be out there. I haven't checked lately. But right in front of our building, I'm here at the headquarters in Midtown Manhattan, and right in front of our building, we have this raised planter kind of thing where there's steps up to it, and it kind of overlooks Sixth Avenue. For the longest, there was a bust of Bart Simpson's head out there, like a bronze bust. It was just kind of on a pedestal out there, just sort of randomly, you know, kind of like, here's Bart Simpson. It was kind of weird. I remember the first time I ever saw it, I was like, why do we have Bart Simpson's head out here? And it, you know, Fox show. And,
you know,
of course, it was like, oh, okay, I got it. But it was one of the more odd things I think I had seen in New York when I first arrived, and was kind of curious about that. But yeah, Bart is beloved and by many, and still, of course, quoted a lot.
Well, and if it hasn't been done, already been, it certainly will. There will be a section or an exhibit in the Smithsonian Institute for The Simpsons, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Got to be.
There would have to be. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Hey, thanks for being with us, Tanya. We appreciate it.
Sure.
Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers talking about The Simpsons in 2018, becoming the longest TV show, scripted primetime TV show. Stephen 10 in the morning here. Hey, by the way, this is the longest non-scripted radio show in Wichita right now.
That is correct.
6,917 episodes. And
we invite any competitors to try to match that.
Yeah. And we'll just hang around and wait for you.
Go at it for 28 years.
We'll wait for you. See what happens here. 8:17, Stephen 10. Let's take a look at sports this morning with Ted Woodward.
All right. We start out with sports that is not sports tonight. Scheduled game in college baseball, Wichita State visiting 21st-ranked Oklahoma. Yeah, but you've seen the weather forecast in Oklahoma today. Showers,
rain,
and thunderstorms.
Rain,
there's no point in even going down.
Okay.
Shockers and the Sooners. That game is canceled. It will not be made up. Your Shocker head coach, Brian Green.
I'm not looking for a day off. There aren't any days off, but yeah, an opportunity to skip Norman. Great. Get in the cage. Get with our pitchers. 3 days of practice. East Carolina coming in. Let's get some momentum. Feel good. Rest. Heck yeah.
All right. So there's the Shockers in Oklahoma will not play tonight. That game will not be made up. Getting ready for the weekend now. The Kansas City Royals are heading on the road this week. First stop is in Tampa to take on the Tampa Bay Rays, not at Tropicana Field. You might remember the Rays' home field was destroyed by Hurricane Milton last October, ripped the roof off. And so the Rays are playing this season at Steinbrenner Field, the spring training home of the New York Yankees in Tampa. Royals and the Rays tonight. The Royals have not done well on the road this year, 3-10 in road games. Tampa, meanwhile, comes in hot, winning 5 in a row, although the Royals did win 6 home games this past week. Royals-Rays, 6 o'clock tonight. Listen live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Wichita Wind Surge is also on the road this next 2 weeks. First stop is down in Frisco for a matchup with the top team in the league, the Frisco Rough Riders, the AA affiliate of the Texas Rangers. Today game, they're calling it Work From Home Day. 12:05 this afternoon down in Frisco to start a 6-game series for the Wichita Wind Surge. Take a look at JUCO baseball. Cowley College rolling right along, ranked 3rd in the nation. And they won again in Arkansas City yesterday, beat Hutchinson 17-3. Cowley College 22-1 at home this season. Now in an 8-game winning streak, 39-8, and ranked number 3 in the nation. Earlier, Steve, we were talking about who's coach Cowley baseball team. Well, it's still in the Burroughs family. Dave Burroughs, of course, coached Cowley for years and years, and they were perennial contenders to make it to the JUCO World Series, which they did many, many times. And now it's his brother Darren that is still the head coach at Cowley, Darren Burroughs. And he's gotten them to the JUCO World Series before. So the Burroughs family is still in charge at Cowley College. And Coach Darren has the Tigers ranked 3rd in the nation and rolling right along.
Still going strong.
Yep, very much so. All right, let's go to the NBA last night. Game 4 in the West in the first round. The Golden State Warriors hosting the Houston Rockets. The Rockets were down by 3 points late in the game, and they put it in the hands of former Shocker Fred VanVleet to try to tie it up on TNT.
Oh. Şengün is going to inbound. Here comes VanVleet on the move, trying to tie. The Golden State Warriors have held on to take a 3-1 lead in the series.
Yeah, Fred not able to make that 3 at the end to tie it. Yeah, Golden State is up 3-1 on Houston, the number 2 seed in the West. We take a look at in the East, Game 4 wrapping up a series last night. The top team in the East, the Cleveland Cavaliers, going to Miami. I think Miami was ready for the season to end. Cleveland wins it by 55 points, 138-83 for the 4-game sweep. Off the bench for the Cavaliers as the sixth man, former Kansas State Wildcat Dean Wade had 7 rebounds and 5 points. Also off the bench, former Shocker Craig Porter Jr. with 4 points, 4 assists, and a couple of rebounds. As the Cavaliers advance into the Eastern semifinals. And a huge birthday today, one of Wichita's all-time greats, sports legend Jim Ryan is 78 years old today. Wichita native, star runner at Wichita East High School and then at the University of Kansas. At his peak, Jim Ryan was the world's top middle-distance runner in the mid-1960s into the early 70s. He competed in 3 Olympics. But he only got 1 medal. silver in 1968 in Mexico City. First high school athlete in the world to break the 4-minute mile. He was the last American to hold the world record in the mile. Later on in life, a 5-term congressman here from the state of Kansas. He is in the National Distance Running Hall of Fame. He is in the National Track and Field Hall of Fame. When you're talking about a Mount Rushmore of Wichita athletes,
he's right in there.
He's probably in it.
Yeah.
The great Jim Ryan, Wichita East High Blue Aces, track and field legend Jim Ryan. It's his birthday. He is 78 today. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean accuses the media of peddling lies. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 on this Tuesday morning, 53 degrees at KNSS. And the Wichita Police Department is asking for help in locating 14-year-old runaway Braden Takota. Braden's approximately 5 feet 7, weighs 150 pounds, has a patchy beard, last seen wearing blue paper scrubs. He was last seen early this morning in the area of 500 North Hillside. And if you see him or know his whereabouts, please call 911 immediately so that his welfare can be checked. The second largest grocery chain in the country says it will not accept tariff-related price hikes.
Albertsons, which operates more than 2,200 stores across the country, including King's, Balducci's, Safeway, and Randall's, said the policy update was made to keep products at competitive prices. The Idaho-based chain made the announcement in a letter sent last month, saying suppliers are not permitted to include tariff-related costs in invoices without prior authorization. President Trump imposed a baseline tariff rate of 10% on imports from nearly every U.S. trading partner that he says will support American-made products and curb drug flow. As a result, the price of imported produce like avocados and coffee is expected to rise. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
A Wichita woman has been charged with child endangerment after a 4-year-old girl who accidentally shot herself April 11th at a business in the 2300 block of East Harry. 50-year-old Anna Sorta Maeja was charged with one count of aggravated child endangerment. Her next court date set for May 12th. Facing millions in budget shortfalls in the future, there's been suggestion that the city of Wichita might increase its sales tax or property tax. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News she doesn't want to go that way.
As I've said in the past, and I will continue to say, we need to rein in spending, and that is part of the issue here. The priorities continue to be on crime, streets, economic development, and homelessness.
Wu commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS. A suspected arsonist is in custody after a fire at an Arizona Tesla dealership.
Mesa police arresting Ian Moses, a 35-year-old accused of setting fire to a new Cybertruck outside of a dealership. Officers responding to reports about an explosion, noting the fire was contained to the vehicle on the exterior of the building. According to officials, the Tesla Security Center provided photo evidence of the arson suspect matching the photo to Moses, adding no one was hurt, and video also shows the misspelled word thief painted on the side of the building. Tesla vehicles across the country have been targeted over CEO Elon Musk and the Department of Government Efficiency's wide-ranging spending cuts. The FBI recently launching a task force to counter these attacks. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Harvard University and its published legal journal will be the focus of an investigation by Trump administration agencies.
The Harvard Law Review and the school it's named for are being investigated on claims of race-based discrimination. The federal departments of education and health and human services allege violations of Title VI of the 1964 Civil Rights Act, which forbids discrimination by race, color, or national origin. The agencies believe the nearly 140-year-old law review picks submissions by the writer's race and not by content. Harvard is suing the Trump administration for pulling $2 billion in funding when the school did not line up with an executive order against anti-Semitism on campus. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Early in-person voting is underway in the Ness City bond election in western Kansas. If the proposed $24 million bond passes, funds will be used to upgrade school facilities in Ness. Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS 850 here on this Tuesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
National election in Canada. Liberal Party projected to win for the fourth consecutive time.
Two.
Seven people, including two firefighters, suffered smoke inhalation at a Wichita apartment fire. No one hospitalized.
One.
A stormy night for north central Kansas. 70-mile-per-hour wind gusts and baseball-sized hail. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
In traffic right now here in the Wichita area, just remember, we've got a ramp closing out there. And this is the ramp to Hydraulic from K96 westbound. That is going to close. It's going to remain closed until sometime this winter, just part of the big North Junction project. So, again, that's that ramp from K96 westbound to Hydraulic closed for the time being. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Partly sunny with a 30% chance for rain today and a high of 64 degrees. 50% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 56. Then on Wednesday, 70% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high, 69 degrees. Now cloudy sky. North wind gusting to 25 miles per hour, 53 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Trading is underway on Wall Street, and the Dow is up by 191 points. The S&P up just a little over 1 point, and the NASDAQ trading down about 12 points.
And a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. European plane maker Airbus is going to purchase facilities and some components from Wichita's Spirit AeroSystems. And that deal will run concurrent to Boeing's acquisition of Spirit. That's according to the two companies, made that announcement yesterday. Airbus will take over Spirit production of components for its jets, including pylons that have been manufactured in Wichita. Now, whether that pylon work will remain in the region remained unclear as of last evening.
After opening its first brick-and-mortar Wichita location last year, plans are underway for a West Side branch location for Chase Bank at a familiar site. The City County Metropolitan Area Building Construction Department approved in February a commercial plan review for a new Chase Bank location at the former IHOP location at 515 South Ridge Road. The department later approved an electrical permit March 7th for the project. Project is valued at $2 million, according to the application submitted to the MABCD, and will include site improvements.
A FedEx shipping location in West Wichita is going to close this summer. The multinational cargo giant announcing yesterday it's going to close its ICTA FedEx Ship Center facility in the 1500 block of South Hoover in June, and that affects 72 employees at the facility. A worker adjustment and retraining notification will be issued to employees later this week, but team members at the facility were notified several months ago, a FedEx spokesperson said. Among the 72 employees impacted at the facility, according to an email statement from FedEx, many will be offered other roles within the company. And that is local business news from the Wichita Business Journal.
A Georgetown, Kentucky mother and son have now claimed a record-breaking lottery win. Linda Grizzle and her son, Shannon Farthing, are splitting up the $167 million prize.
Wow.
Grizzle purchased the ticket Sunday, and after calling her son, rushed back to Clark's Pumpin' Shop.
We're rich.
Where he had purchased the ticket. Last time a Kentuckian took home a Powerball jackpot win was in December of 2010.
In a while.
The Clark's Pumpin' Shop will receive $37,000 for selling the winning ticket. A windfall for everybody.
Yeah, buy new gas pumps there now.
Yeah, they didn't say what mom and son are going to do with that money in Georgetown, Kentucky, but I imagine they've got some plans for it, don't you? It was a year ago that the second and final performance of Candide at Century 2 with Kelsey Grammer as a narrator. 1 year ago, was it tonight or last night, Ted?
Last night.
Last night.
Yeah.
Of course, Ted was in there.
Yeah.
You were playing an inquisitor?
I got a little small role as one of the inquisitors.
Yeah.
In the Spanish Inquisition.
So how was it? Was Kelsey coming over there and having coffee with you and shooting the blue breeze?
Oh, not
there.
Quite. I was only a minor chorus member.
So you didn't...
He didn't sit in his dressing room, though. He was out and about.
He was out and about, nice.
And, of course, he's come back to Wichita, like, multiple times now. Yeah. Hawk his beer.
It seems like, yeah.
He's I think he likes it here.
It seems like he's just a genuine guy. I mean, he's very likable in the characters he plays, and seems like he's that kind of guy. Anytime, Kelsey, if you're out there, anytime you come, I come by and see Steve and Ted in the morning, why, come and see us, and we'll put you on the air. We'll
exactly.
Talk
he can come yeah. pump his beer, do whatever he
talk
wants.
Talk about beer.
Come on by. We'll put you on the air.
Frazier or, you know, Eddie, whatever you want to talk about. We'll do it right here. All right. I doubt if he's listening. Okay. Steve and Ted in the morning, the Glenn Beck program coming up this morning. They're going to be talking about Trump's first 100 days. Our top of the hour news at 9 o'clock. Strong storms Monday night in north central Kansas. And if you missed any of today's show or just want to listen again, go to the free Odyssey app. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, the Daniel Lash Show. News updates all day. Steve at 10 in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. Happy birthday to Jerry Seinfeld today.
Go home. Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.